The swarm drew quite close, with the tip of the fluttering white arrow just a few inches from the Baudelaire's noses, and then stopped in its path, buzzing angrily. The two siblings stood face to face with the snow gnats for a long, tense second, and the gnat at the very, very tip of the arrow flew daintily forward and stung Violet on the nose. "Ow!" Violet said. The snow gnat flew back to its place, and the eldest Baudelaire was left rubbing a tiny red mark on her nose. "That hurt," she said. "It feels like a pin stuck me." "I remember now," Klaus said. "Snow gnats are ill-tempered and enjoy stinging people for no reason whatso—" But Klaus did not get to finish his sentence, because the snow gnats interrupted and gave a ghastly demonstration of just what he was talking about. Curling lazily in the mountain winds, the arrow twisted and became a large buzzing circle, and the gnats began to spin around and around the two Baudelaires like a well-organized and ill-tempered hula hoop. Each gnat was so tiny that the children could not see any of its features, but they felt as if the insects were smiling nastily. "Are the stings poisonous?" Violet asked. "Mildly," Klaus said. "We'll be all right if we get stung a few times, but many stings could make us very ill. Ow!" One of the gnats had flown up and stung Klaus on the cheek, as if it was seeing if the middle Baudelaire was fun to hurt. "People always say that if you don't bother stinging insects, they won't bother you," Violet said nervously. "Ow!" "That's scarcely ever true," Klaus said, "and it's certainly not true with snow gnats. Ow! Ow! Ow!" "What should be ow?" Violet half asked. "I don't ow," Klaus half answered, but in moments the Baudelaires did not have time for even half a conversation. The circle of snow gnats began spinning faster and faster, and the insects spread themselves out so it looked as if the two siblings were in the middle of a tiny white tornado. Then, in a series of manoeuvres that must have taken a great deal of rehearsal, the gnats began stinging the Baudelaires first on one side and then on the other. Violet shrieked as several gnats stung her chin. Klaus shouted as a handful of gnats stung his left ear, and both Baudelaires cried out as they tried to wave the gnats away, only to feel the stingers all over their waving hands. The snow gnats stung to the left and stung to the right. They approached the Baudelaires from above, making the children duck, and then from below, making the children stand on tiptoe in an effort to avoid them, and all the while the swarm buzzed louder and louder, as if wishing to remind the Baudelaires how much fun the insects were having. Violet and Klaus closed their eyes and stood together, too scared to walk blindly and find themselves falling off a mountain peak or sinking into the waters of the stricken stream. "Coat!" Klaus managed to shout, then spit out a gnat that had flown into his open mouth in the hopes of stinging his tongue. Violet understood at once and grabbed the extra coat in her hands and draped it over Klaus and herself like a large, limp umbrella of cloth. The snow gnats buzzed furiously, trying to get inside to continue stinging them, but had to settle for stinging the Baudelaires' hands as they held the coat in place. Violet and Klaus looked at one another dimly under the coat, wincing as their fingers were stung, and tried to keep walking.